you might as well rejoice and be glad, saith the Spirit of grace. For the things that have come on you now are not just for a season, saith the Spirit of grace. For many of you have measured these things and found that they are eternal. For know this, that the freedom that your spirit is experiencing now is not a temporary fix, saith the Spirit of grace. This is not something that comes or goes, for surely there has been a shift in the spirit realm, saith the Spirit of grace. For in the days ahead, these things will be measured in this, that you'll find the freedom that many of you have stepped over into. It's not something as was in yesteryear that you found for a short while, came and went, and you could not find it again. But know this, that the grace that many of you are finding now is part of the overall authority that I've brought to the church, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For in this authority, I've found what I need. I've found enough of what I need now to take you past a very tight place that the enemy scheduled was hard for many. But know this, because some endured and would not quit, many will be the benefactor. Many will benefit because of those who would not stop. So rejoice and be glad, for something has changed in the spirit, and it's not a temporary thing, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. That you'll find these things more. You'll find that the greatest part of all this is the freedom that you find in your flesh, saith the Spirit of grace. For you'll find that those things that once corralled you and dictated to you how far you'd walk in and pressured your emotions at times so you could not seek me or open my word, you'll find that at will, you'll say, I'll do this. And sure enough, you'll find yourself lost in the pages of my word and with hands lifted up and worshiping me, and find that my, this wasn't the case of the past, but it'll be the case of your future, saith the Spirit of grace.